Now, you can never get away from that problem fully and totally, but where you have a research community that's interested in, a sense, saying truthful things about the past, then they're in a better position when mad people come along and say crazy things about the past, that that minority doesn't belong to our country, or those people deserve to be killed. Those are extreme examples, but they're not totally remote from our own experience over the last 30 years. The professional historian can, in a cool and measured way, address those issues and face them down where necessary and say, you are talking nonsense, this is crazy. We can go back to the historical record, look at the evidence, and see what that says about the past. In that way, the historical profession becomes an arbiter, a source of knowledge about our society in the past, rather than the active participant in the propagation of propaganda.
Just on the question of sectarianism in the War of Independence and the revolutionary period, though, obviously there have been problems that have been shown with Peter Hart's work, but isn't it also true that there are people who just hate the idea that there could have been sectarian Republicans? I mean, not so much in academia, but out there and publishing books on it.
This question comes up often, and my way of addressing it is first to say that sectarianism was part of our society, and in its different forms, still remains part of our society. It was much more pronounced, no one would deny, in places like Belfast and in the northeast part of Ulster. But as you moved away from northeast Ulster, the degree of sectarianism diminished. How sectarian was Ireland in 1920? Well, I think we have to look at studies in the 19th century, and again, outside of northeast Ulster, the evidence tends to point towards not excessive sectarian hatred or intercommunal problems or violence outside of Ulster. Yes, there were tensions there. What we need, Bass's judgment or her judgment on, is the evidence. So for example, by 1993, when Hart was publishing his essay on the IRA in Cork in one of the county edited county volume on the history of County Cork, he was not able to adduce any evidence of sectarian hatred underpinning the violence that was directed against Protestants. No evidence that could stand up. Yes, there was evidence that some Republicans talked about persecuting Unionists and Loyalists, and he was able to refer to that to back up his interpretations. But Unionists and Loyalists are not terms exclusive to Protestants in 1920, 21, 22 Cork. Any Catholic member of the RUC or the British Army could be described as a Loyalist or a Unionist. And there were many thousands of those. So, as far as I can see, Hart produced little or no evidence of sectarian hatred that could be used to justify his description of the IRA exterminating the Protestant minority there or using the language of ethnic cleansing. That's how matters stand for me. If people can show me evidence of the kind of intensity of religious hatred that Hart assumed was there, then I'm more than willing to change my mind. But in what I've written on the Bandon Valley Massacre, I note that happening at the same time as the murders of the Protestant population there, there was no desecration of churches. There was no anti-Protestant rhetoric reported. There was no graffiti on the walls, no evidence of church burnings, desecrations, any of the ancillary evidence we would expect to find with the murder of Protestants because of their religion in what was an exceptional incident. Now, that doesn't prove anything per se, but it is simply to highlight the lack of evidence that Hart was able to bring to the table in support of his interpretation.
Okay, John Regan, thank you very much.
Thank you.